happy for you, especially, you know, I think like most Canadians, we've kept in touch with your social media and understanding what you're going through personally, and congratulations on the birth of your child, but wondering what you've been doing with all this time away from the game.
Well, to be honest with you, I've moved up to into the Seattle area, so I'm about 2 hours away from where I grew up and away from my buddies. And I lived in Arizona for about 9 years, and my wife and I decided to make our way back up this way to be closer to some family, and it's been great. And yeah, other than that, I've just been being a dad, and yeah, man, just trying to solve some issues, but more or less just being a dad and having fun doing that, man. It's a new opportunity for me, and I've absolutely loved it.
So was the plan always to try to come back to baseball? Was it always kind of in the back of your head, or were you really prepared to move on?
Yeah, I mean, I always saw a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, it was at times a very, very faint light, but I always kept my eye on the prize, and I was always knowing that I have a lot left in the tank, and I knew I wasn't done, and I was just waiting for an opportunity. And I'm so thankful that one team out of 30 believes in me, and it's been a long time since I've felt that, and I'm very appreciative of that.
So we talked to your former teammate Mark DeRosa a couple of months ago, and he was keeping in touch with you, and we got a sense that you were really dealing with some health stuff that maybe you weren't even sure of. Can you give us some insight into what exactly injury-wise you were dealing with?
Yeah, I was just dealing with some orthotic stuff and just dealing with some body stuff. And yeah, the Brewers and I are committed to putting this thing full throttle and getting me back out in the field and ultimately putting this all behind us. And, you know, me helping the Brewers is my number one goal right now.
So what was the process like then? Because I imagine you were trying to get healthy. You had the priorities, like you mentioned, having a child and doing some moves that you would have been busy. But was it essentially just this off season you decided to tell your agent, hey, man, I'm ready to go back. Let's put some feelers out there. And I guess the natural question from our market standpoint is, was there any conversation about the Blue Jays?
No, there wasn't. Like I said, there's only been one team out of 30 to reach out to me and want to help me. And like I said, I'm ecstatic to be heading back to Arizona and heading back to a team atmosphere and, you know, getting that flow back. And the Brewers and I are committed to putting in the work to do what we need to do to get me back out on the field and making me the baseball player that I know I am. And, you know, once I left the game, I knew that I still had a lot left in the tank. And when I left when I did get released, it wasn't about my play that made me leave the game. It was about an issue that was ongoing that was not able to be solved. And, you know, and I was okay with that because I knew that my game would still always be there. And so I'm thankful enough that I'm in a good opportunity and in a good spot right now. And people believe in me. I think that's the biggest thing is knowing that people believe in me. And, you know, it's a special feeling because I haven't felt this in a long time. So I'm very excited to make the push towards Arizona and getting this thing going.
Yeah, I think a lot of people in this area will be rooting you on and paying close attention to your progress. Do you have any idea of the progression you're going to do with the Brewers organization? It's a minor league deal, is my understanding. So you're perfectly willing to ride the buses if need be.
Oh man, I've been through it before, and I'll do whatever I can to play baseball. And this is a big opportunity for me, and I'm going to embrace that and take my experience and what I've had and keep moving forward. And I'm very excited about what's ahead of me, and just got to take it slow, take every day as it comes, stick to the plan, keep the eye on the prize. And, you know, it's the biggest thing. Just keep it going.
Yeah. And, you know, I was reading your Instagram post, and I think you kind of outlined that you're very used to being in a clubhouse and being around other guys and having that type of an atmosphere around you. And as people remember, you know, you seem like a pretty popular clubhouse guy, and there was never anything that ever was disseminated to the contrary. Mm-hmm. And you're always a guy that just seemed to have a lot of fun and that you enjoyed being around those teammates and they enjoyed being around you. And it feels like that maybe some of the loneliness of being away from the game acted as a motivator for you to get back.
It definitely did. I mean, I've been in a clubhouse of 25 plus guys ever since I've been 19 years old, ever since I've been drafted. You know, so for me, all of a sudden it all disappeared, and it didn't disappear because I was a bad baseball player. It disappeared because of something that I had never been faced with before. And it was very, very funky. But for me, you know, the biggest thing is I got to have a chip on my shoulder now, and I got to get back to do what I'm doing. So, I mean, that I've always been this whole entire time. It wasn't like I put this all aside. I've been constantly trying to get this thing going and obviously get back to baseball as fast as I could. But like I said, I'm very thankful that one team out of the 30 believes in me and reached out to me. And that's a great feeling. And not only are they one team out of the 30, they're the first team that drafted me. And so to have them believe in me, just like they did in the very beginning of things, I'm very appreciative and I'm very thankful for that. So I will give the Brewers and myself every opportunity to go out there and help that team win.
Yeah, man. And it's nice to see some come full circle like that. And or it would be nice to see it come full circle with you back on that Brewers roster. And you sound thankful. You sound certainly excited in your tone. And you sound excited. But, yeah, there is definitely an element of a bit of a chip on your shoulder right now. And, yeah, you just mentioned it. And I do wonder if you feel like the perception around you when you left baseball was unfair or that there's been a bit of a slight done to you by the rest of Major League Baseball. Like, Ben and I actually had a discussion, what, a couple of days ago?
Yeah.
About how there's almost a little bit of a misconception.
History.
Yeah. There, like when we look back on your time in Toronto was that because you were traded for Josh Donaldson, there's so many people that kind of viewed you as someone that wasn't great here. But when you look back at it, you look at the numbers, you look at the seasons you put up, they were really solid. And you had a really good career here as a Blue Jay. It just so happened that you were traded for a guy that came in and won the MVP. Like, do you feel like your perception was unfair when you left or that baseball at one point was not kind to you?
No, I do not think that at all. I'm not a big fan of the word fair. Stuff is what it is, and you can only control what you can control. And I think that's one of the hardest sayings to live by is control what you could control from a guy that likes to see results and likes to make things happen. It's definitely one of those things that you got to take a step back and worry about yourself. And I knew that I would be back to the game when it would, you know, when it would present itself. And I knew that baseball would always be there once my body would be able to get back to it, what it was. But for me, I'm not looking at it being fair what happened to me or anything, because there's a lot of things that happen to guys in this game where they would say it's not fair, but stuff happens in this game. It's part of it. And the quicker that you can get over that, the quicker that you're going to move on. So, you know, baseball, you got to have a short mind anyway. So the quicker that I put all this stuff behind me and look towards the future, the lot better off I'm going to be. And that's the mentality that I've had and that I've continued to be having. And it's definitely benefiting me for the better, because there's no sense in looking into the past, because that's all done. It's all behind us. So let's worry about 2019 and get after this thing.
Can we just look back 1 second more, though, Brett? Because there were some incredible moments that you had as a Blue Jay. I'm, of course, thinking of the Grand Slam against the Oakland A's. Is there a moment that stands out for you in your Blue Jays career when you look back?
Oh man, I had a lot of good moments. I had a lot of good times. I mean, I remember going on a 10-game run and a 10-game run with the boys, and the energy in the clubhouse that we had. You know, just team-oriented stuff. Being around the boys. It's nothing personal for myself that I did. I think just being around the game and knowing that you can contribute to a group. That's the stuff that I miss, and that's the stuff that means the most to me. Nothing individual. Just things that I can give to the team and be around teammates and build good relationships, man. And that's the biggest thing that I miss. And I'm looking forward to getting that stuff back.
Blue Jays have another highly touted prospect in Vlad Jr. coming up the pipeline, who is, I mean, you were so highly hyped when you first arrived. And I remember that first game in Baltimore against the Orioles, and then, of course, the home game against the Oakland A's. Is there a piece of advice you could give to a young prospect who has a bunch of hype who's about to arrive at the major leagues from your experience?
Just go play. Just go play, man. Don't worry about being the big leagues or it being anything. It's just another game. Go do what you do. You know, that's what I've always done, man. Just go play, and you know, everything will work out the way it's supposed to, man. We're all baseball players, and if you get too caught up in the moment, you know, it'll bite you. But I think the most part, as a young guy, go out, keep your mouth shut, keep your head down, and just go play your butt off. And if you do that, you'll find yourself in a great, great position, and you know, you'll make your team a lot better as well.
Tell me about fatherhood, what it's been like for you. I'm a father of two young boys, so like you and me, we're the same. We're both Canadian. Wait, no, we're very different. That's the only thing that we share, two things, Canadian and fathers. But yeah, I have a young boy. Yours a little younger than my oldest. But
you both
yeah.
like baseball, just one of you happens to be good.
Yeah, you're good. I like to watch it. Yeah, what's it been like being a dad, Brett?
Oh man, it's been life changing. I mean, obviously everyone says, yeah, you know, you don't know the feeling until you have your first kid, but it has been an absolute blast. When I see that little boy's face every morning and he smiles at me and man, it melts me, man. Yeah, I do everything for him now and for my family. So he is the reason that I get up every morning and I get after what I get after. He brings more joy to my life than anything that I could think of in this world at this moment. So I'm more excited to getting on the field with him and sharing what I've wanted to share with my son ever since when I was in the big leagues. I always said, I want to have my kid in the clubhouse. I want to have my boy on the field with me. So I'm looking so forward to getting that opportunity to take my son on the field with me and play some ball with him, smile, throw it around, be athletic, and just have some fun, man. It's been an absolute blast, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
He's too young to have a baseball in his hand, right? Like you haven't given him the bug a little bit?
No, he's not too young. He's already got a ball in his hand. Nice. He already got basketball hoops going. We got a lot of stuff going on here.
I forgot. There is another thing that binds you and I, Brett. We're both big Tiger Woods guys. I know I think your Twitter avatar is actually the TW, so you're a little bit bigger fanboy than I. What are your expectations major-wise for Tiger this year?
Oh, man. Majors are tough. But obviously he's going to go compete. But you never know, man. Golf's one of those things that you see a number of guys that are always at the top of the leaderboard or you kind of never even heard of. So I hope that he does what he does, man. He's the GOAT for a reason. And no bigger comeback than I want from my man, Tiger Woods, man. He's the reason that I started watching golf. And he's part of the reason why I have the fire that I have in baseball, just watching him on TV and seeing the electricity that he brought to the crowd and what he brought to golf. It was something different that nobody else had ever brought into the sport. And I kind of translated that over to myself and that energy. And, you know, when stuff's going right and just competing and going out there and wanting to be the best. And I think that's what he does day in and day out. And that's why he's Tiger Woods.
Honestly, I wish I could share that excitement with you. And because all the Tiger fans feel so amped up, but I made way too many bets against him winning another major a couple of years ago that I honestly can't afford to pay out. So I just like, I really can't have it happen. Otherwise I have to go into hiding. Like there's no other choice.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That's a shame.
I'd be a hater.
Yeah. Yeah. You tried to poo-poo the Tour Championship win, Brett. Can you believe that?
I did poo-poo.
It's called the Tour Championship. He
won
it. You
gotta be rooting for the kids all the time. You always gotta be rooting for the boys.
No, I'm just saying he beat like 15 guys.
No, he beat 29 other dudes. It was the top 30 golfers in the world. His first PGA Tour event win in years.
It was okay. It was okay. It was good.
All right. I'm with you, Brett.
Yeah, when I watch the crowd come behind him and all those people and see Rory McIlroy run away because he seems like he's a little bit scared. when I watch that, it brings tears to your eyes because that's what it's about, man. That's where it all started, and there's a reason that he has that following, man. People dig what he does. They love his attitude and they love what he brings to the game of golf. And I think that golf wouldn't be what it is today without him. And I think golf's just going to keep continuing to grow, as you guys seen. It's on TV more than a lot of other sports are now, and it's crazy the praise that these guys get out there, and it's amazing what they do. To see them do it in person, man, I love watching those guys play in person. To see it on TV, it's pretty cool, but to see it in person and to see them actually do what they do, it's very, very impressive, and I have the ultimate respect for what those men do out there.
You're a single-digit handicap guy, right?
Yeah, I'm a single-digit handicap, yeah.
Okay, that's all? You don't want to say you're a scratch? Or what you want to give us a number?
I'm definitely not a scratch, pal. Definitely not a scratch.
All right, single digits. We'll leave it at that.
But,
Brett, what?
It's definitely in the cards.
Well, being scratch, you mean?
Yeah.
All right. I like that.
Yeah, it's in the cards. If I put as much effort as I wanted to into the game of golf, I think I could be a... I think I could be an all right player.
Yeah, I would say, man. Yeah, you're a professional athlete. I think that's probably fair. If you're already single digits and yeah, it's not your number one sport, I would definitely bet on you. I would bet on you and your comeback to Major League Baseball as well, Brett.
You sound motivated. You sound excited, and it's awesome to hear. And honestly, there's a lot of people in Canada that are absolutely behind you. A lot of people in this market.
Hey, no doubt, man. I thank you guys for your support and your ongoing support and everyone else as well.
Thanks for doing this, Brett.
Good luck, man.
Hey, I appreciate the time, guys. And, yeah, so let's go in 2019. And cheers, and I appreciate it.